I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bogey and Wojo, 97.1. Rumor out there, Pistons could potentially be in the market for Russell Westbrook. OKC is engaged with teams. The Timberwolves, one of them. The Miami Heat apparently is a preferred destination for Westbrook. But as far as the Pistons go, Westbrook still has 4 years, $40-plus million a year left on his contract. Yes or no?
Yes!
Russell Westbrook in a Pistons uniform. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. I, of course, say no because, one, no, I don't believe that it leads you to being a contender in the East. Two, I think it's a horrific fit. You can't bring in a guy that is not a shooter but is shooting it at the volume that he's shooting it. Number three, I think this would ruin what Ed Stefanski and Malik Rose have started to do here with the Pistons, which is wait for money to come off the books, get rid of some expirings, draft some young players, you know, find some young players out there, develop them. And then you can have, a couple years from now, the financial flexibility to do something, to actually build a team. Maybe you hit on a couple of draft picks and they become stars. Then you can start to actually pick and choose who you bring in.
But how have they started to do that other than the passage of time? They drafted a guy who's a project. No problem with a draft pick, but 3 years maybe down the line.
Well, they didn't have a first-round pick their first year, but Bruce Brown and Khyri Thomas are something to pay attention to. Who knows what they become? Luke Kennard is clearly a scorer in the NBA and will be for a long time. And then you have the developmental guys in Siku Dumbuya.
Don't you think?
In the second round pick.
And we'll go straight to the phones instead of us blabbing. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Don't you think what transpired in this NBA offseason and Kawhi going to the Clippers and everybody matching up, don't you think that changed the dynamic? Don't you think the days of patiently stockpiling draft picks and collecting players and developing to do it, don't you think that's almost moot? Because there's like seven twosomes ahead of you already, starting right now.
See, but that's
or eight
the point.
Twosomes.
But that's why.
So
you
have
do
to
it.
Get a twosome
no, see,
just, or a threesome.
You just made my point for me, though, because you have all of these teams right now that are loading up, that are ready to go and ready to compete. The Pistons aren't going to be there if they get Russell Westbrook. They won't be there the following year, the following
year
after that.
But these teams are going to stay loaded up, and they're going to keep loading up. It's not going to change
forever.
Now.
It's
yes,
slow.
It is.
It changes over time. And if you do it right, you do it like the Denver Nuggets, then you actually have a chance to go and try to win a conference. You have a chance to be a title contender. But you got to draft well. You got to make some good trades.
Of course you do.
Pick and choose which guys you keep.
Even if they make the trade, you have to still draft well. No one is denying that. And here, you talk about the Denver Nuggets and the Utah Jazz have done it the right way. And they're still not favorites even to win the stupid conference.
Not favorites. No.
No, because everybody leapfrogged them.
But aren't they right there?
Perhaps, but they're not.
They're one of the 10 or 12 teams in the NBA
now. And how long
have
they waited
relevant.
To get there?
Okay, but what did they do? They found a guy in Donovan Mitchell that the Pistons could have had, and he became
really
a star. And then you make a move and you get a Mike Conley.
This is my point. When the musical
you bring
chairs.
In Bogdanovich, which is a great signing.
Yeah, it is. When the musical chairs stopped this time,
yes,
there wasn't a seat left for Russell Westbrook. This is exactly, if you read between the lines, what Big Ed Stefanski has hinted at. He said, you know what? You wait for the first round of free agency, and then maybe somebody needs to clear something, or maybe somebody needs something else. And here you have, with nowhere to go, Russell Westbrook. Is he the perfect? No! I agree with the three-point shooting. He's 30 years old. He's still one of the top 10 players in the NBA.
That hasn't won anything and wouldn't win anything here.
A lot of them haven't won anything.
And would debilitate you financially when you're actually...
You're already like, debilitated.
Yeah, but you're actually starting to see the light a little bit financially. And then you add Russ. and you're effed.
No. I think you guys are setting the Pistons up for long-term failure because this is what you want. You always want flexibility, salary cap space, flexibility, salary, which is not useful when you're the Detroit Pistons or the Pistons have never signed a premier free agent ever. They've never even been in the running. They've settled for the Josh Smiths and Ben Gordons of the world. Ever.
See, but that's on why you have to kidnap. Offices.
No, it's not
Stefanski and Malik Rose.
No, it's not even them. It's where the team is. NBA players like the bright lights and big. So the only way you get a star is you kidnap them. You trade for them. That's the only way you get them here.
Okay, fine. That's what Utah just did, though. Utah did it right. They drafted well. They brought in cheap talent. And you know what? They had the money, the flexibility to bring in a guy in Mike Conley to take some pressure off Donovan Mitchell. You can do it in that way. You can do it both ways and combine it.
Wait, now all of a sudden you're touting Mike Conley when you were scoffing at him before?
He's
older
like
than Russell Westbrook, for God's sake.
But he can shoot.
You are hung up on shooting.
That's the entire NBA. If you can't shoot, you can't play.
No. It's scoring.
It's shooting the ball because it's all about spacing. Come on.
Right, and Russell Westbrook spaces the floor because he attacks the basket.
Doesn't.
Yes, he does. He attacks the basket
and takes
better
terrible
than
shots.
No, he did. He leads. He was like second or third of the league amongst guards in points in the paint. He attacks the basket and scores.
Horrific.
Outside shots, right. Like you're actually, is he not a top 10 player?
I want you, no, like top 20, I would say. I want you to do me a favor.
If you're just going to talk about three-point shooting, we don't have an argument because he's not a great three-point shooter, obviously. So,
well, that's the league.
No, it's not the entire league.
That's the league. Until Giannis becomes a three-point shooter, the Bucks will never win anything. Until Ben Simmons becomes at least a competent jump shooter, the Sixers are going to have a rough time. You have to be able to space the floor.
So that's the league, and yet the Lakers, the biggest acquisition of the offseason was Anthony Davis.
Who can shoot it a little bit. An unbelievable athlete who is like the exception
to
every
rule. Oh, so there are other ways.
Anthony Davis is a 6'11 guard. He can handle it. He can shoot it. He can rebound.
Listen,
he can take it up the floor. Come on. That is a mastodon.
You're just going to wait for the absolute perfect free agent to become available who will not come to Detroit?
No, I'm just not going to. Like, the Clippers were there with that bad, you know, apple, right? And they wanted a team to desperately take a bite of that poisonous apple. And the Pistons bit because they're a desperate organization and they had no direction. Don't do the same thing you did with Blake Griffin by giving OKC what they want.
No.
They want a desperate sucker to take on Russell Westbrook.
You already did it with Blake Griffin.
Don't do it again.
No. Don't waste further what you did by not enhancing
it's
it.
It's already done. You had a career year out of Blake. It's a 500 team.
You're still going to have two more years of him. You might as well enhance it.
You're not going to get as good a year as you just got out of Blake Griffin. The phone number is 248-539-9797. I'm done talking to you. Let's go to Ruben in Dearborn. I'm sure you're more pleasant. Hi, Ruben.
How's it going, guys?
Hello, Ruben.
I appreciate the topic today. It's a great topic. It's a way to get Detroit basketball actually back on the airwaves and talked about. So I do appreciate both you guys going back and forth on this. Woj?
Yes, sir.
I'll give it to you, man. You're handing Bogey the business today with all your lefty rights. He's kind of backpedaling, looking like Floyd Mayweather out there, even though Floyd's a winner. Bogey's back there dodging and bobbing and weaving and running around.
Well, hold on. How? How, Ruben?
Because you're jostling back and forth. You think Giannis would never win anything as long as he can't shoot. So what does it matter then? That means the Pistons should definitely take this. If Giannis never going to win anything, you just said Ben Simmons will never win anything. So therefore, that's...
No, Ruben, I said they won't win anything until they shoot. Until they can shoot a three. Giannis is starting to do...
And when will that
Ruben,
happen?
Hopefully this year. I don't know. But until that happens, they're not going to win anything.
Okay, but we know what Russ is right now.
Yeah.
Right?
He can't
Russ
shoot.
Is an all-world basketball player. He can't shoot. He averages a triple-double.
All right. Let's not get hung up in the stats, okay?
Let's not get hung up on him being the NBA MVP two years ago.
It's not that difficult.
So let me ask you this question. I bet you there's all the rest of the NBA teams would take Russ on right now if they could.
Totally disagree.
So, I think they would. That.
You don't think LeBron would be like, Russ, come play with me? I got Rondo. Sorry, but I was...
No, Ruben, no way. Not from a money standpoint, not from a fit standpoint.
No, no, no. He said if they could, that means money not being a factor.
Either way, it's not a fit.
How is Russell Westbrook lasted in this league 11 years as a perennial all-star? Bogey makes it sound like nobody wants him. Nobody would ever take him.
He's a star talent. There's no doubt. But what has he won? What is he capable of doing?
You can say what has he won about a lot of players.
What more is he capable of doing if he can't shoot from the outside?
You use his strengths to your advantage. Pick and roll. He can run the floor. He can get to the basket. He averaged, I believe it was, 7.2 baskets at the rim per game, where Reggie Jackson was like 2.3. Do you know how much of a difference that will make rolling to the basket like that?
Mm-hmm.
Immediately.
Yeah. And they definitely have the supporting cast and shooters to be able to make this team better and a contender.
Wait. Yeah, you really think these teams that are like putting these teams, do you really think they go, no, can't do it. We won't have a supporting cast. No, they go
That's
and get
everything.
A star, and then they get pieces around them. You don't.
You're
you
acting
don't
like Russell Westbrook and Blake Griffin would be one of the top two duos or one of the top 10 duos in the NBA. That would not be the case.
Well, they'd be better than what they have. And
that's not a good enough reason. There would be plenty of things that would be 5 wins better than they have. But who cares? Who cares about being 5 wins better? That's
first of all, they'd be
about.
More than 5 games better. And second of all, what other thing would happen
eight
for
wins?
Them?
Who cares?
No, what other thing would be also make them 5 games better? Who else is available?
If they did what I wanted them to do, you could trade Blake Griffin and actually totally reset it. But they're not going
to
do that.
Listen, I'm sticking to my guns. I don't flip-flop like you guys do. I said at the trade deadline, if they're not going to blow it up then go ahead, make the playoffs, have your little fun, prove you're not good enough.
No.
And then you have to make a big move in the offseason.
No, you wanted to blow it up. You wanted to blow it up this summer after what we saw in the first round of the playoffs.
I
Did
said
you not?
That, yes. Okay. That's why I want Russell Westbrook.
How is this blowing it up? That's not blowing it up. That's making the situation 1,000 times worse.
Bringing Russell Westbrook and trading 3 other guys and perhaps Luke Kennard in a first-round pick isn't blowing it up?
You're not a good enough team still, and you're in financial
that's
hell.
That's not blowing it up. At least I'm being consistent.
No.
You went from
blow it up to making it worse.
No, it's blowing it up. Go get
that's
me
not
Russell
blowing it
Westbrook
up.
So you don't have to listen
how
to
is that, how is that blowing the, it up when you're saying they would be a contender in the Eastern Conference? What are you talking about? That's not a rebuild. That's not blowing it up.
No. Blowing it up doesn't mean rebuild. No.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Changing your team. So you're stuck.
And the result is the same.
No. You're stuck in this tank mode. Blowing it up.
I didn't say that at all.
When you blow up Joe Louis Arena, you're putting something new there, different.
I said I want to get out of this financial mess.
Blowing it up does not mean rebuild. It means you're doing something different.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.